It is, and it's nice to have your company wherever you're listening, and it's nice to have Georgia Wareham on the line too, Aussie women's cricketer. She's a World Cup winner. She's basically a world champion. It's what she is after the performance of the T20 World Cup at the start of the year, and basically the last time we saw the girls in action. But they're up in Brisbane at the moment, quarantining, getting ready to tackle New Zealand in some T20s and one day as well. Great to have you with us, Georgia. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Anytime we get a chance to chat to Australian stars, we like to do that. You were the last side to play in front of people at the MCG. Do you know that?
it's pretty crazy to think about, but I guess it's pretty common for the world that we're living in at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's given you heaps of time to, I imagine, sit back and reflect and enjoy and absorb all that awesomeness back all those months ago. What have you been doing to keep yourself busy through that period?
I've picked up a bit of uni stuff to keep me busy over that period. Just like everyone else, it's obviously been pretty boring during that time. But, finding little bits and pieces, obviously, with some training along the way, that's helped keep us busy. But, apart from that, there's not been heaps going on.
Georgia, can I take you back to that day at the MCG where you took out the World Cup? I took my 4-year-old daughter along, and it was a real moment for me watching her peer over the banister as I held onto her shirt so she didn't tip over the edge, to watch her and see her experience women doing something like you guys did on that stage, because I wind the clock back and I know that when I was a young girl growing up, I never got to see women perform on a stage like that. And so I'm wondering if you feel the significance of that. I certainly do, because I can see that contrast of where I came from. Do you see the significance of it?
Yeah, 100%. I think even for me, I didn't see much of female cricket when I was really young. It was all the men on TV and everything like that. So I guess we see it a lot. We see, especially on that day, I think. I remember driving on the bus to the game and just seeing all the young boys and girls in their Australian kits walking, making their way to the G. I think that was just a really special moment. And then obviously seeing them all there was pretty amazing. And, I definitely noticed that, considering, I think we all do, considering how much has changed in the last, I guess, probably 5 years, really. It was incredible.
Yeah, it really has. And, I mean, I speak about my daughter being able to watch that, and my son was also there with his cousins and watching that too. And I think, as you mentioned, it's great for everyone, for young people everywhere growing up and watching women do those great things, which we haven't been able to do perhaps in years gone by. So it was awesome. So Half mentioned a moment ago about what you've been doing since then. There has been obviously a lot of restrictions on everyone's lives. How has your training been going and the preparation for the team been in that time when you haven't been able to spend as much time together?
It's been pretty tricky because we're all from, I guess, different states and everything. The restrictions have been very different. So us Victorians have probably found it a little bit more tough than the rest of the squad. But we've been lucky enough to have an exception from the government to train at Cricket Victoria during this time, which has been really good. But I guess it's the same for everyone. Our pre-season has looked very, very different this year. But I guess we're just lucky to be able to still be doing what we're doing. And I guess to be up here is really amazing, and we're really, really lucky to be able to be here.
So, Georgia, what is it for you? What's that little slight improvement you need to make to become a regular member of the Australian team? Obviously, it's you're a specialised spinner, so there's only so many spots. But you sampled we had a fair bit of a sample in the World Cup. What are you working on to make sure that you stay in the team?
For me, it's just always looking to be really aggressive and taking wickets. Probably went away from that a little bit. I guess in the Big Bash last year and leading into that World Cup, probably didn't come in with my best form. So I think for me it's just being as aggressive as I can, and I guess always really trying to spin the ball. And I think changing a few technical things this off-season I think might help me going forward. But yeah, I guess just having that a bit more of attacking mindset a bit more of the time, I think, for me.
And, I mean, there's so many spinners in the WBBL, so there's always competition for spots. Is it like you're talking about consistency and those sorts of things? Do you feel you have to have a point of difference, or is point of difference actually being consistent?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I think everyone has something different, whether it be what you just said, consistency, or something a little bit more left field than that. But I think that's probably something for me that is a bit more realistic, just being as consistent as I can. So I guess that's something that I'll probably be aiming to do this year in the Big Bash, which I didn't quite do last year.
So you're up in quarantine at the moment, Georgia, getting ready for this series. What was the thing that you definitely had to take up into that quarantine situation that you wouldn't have normally taken on a regular tour?
There's a few things, I reckon. I'm a bit of a gamer, so I've taken my PlayStation with me. I probably wouldn't take it on a normal tour. It takes up a bit of space in my bag, but yeah, I've brought the PlayStation along with me, so that'll keep me busy.
Yeah, that'll attract all the players in, won't it?
Yeah, I've already played a couple of games with a couple of the other girls, so yeah, giving us all something to do, actually.
So what are you playing, Georgia? You're a Fortnite player, or you're a COD player? What's the go-to?
Bit of a COD player, actually. Elisa Healy plays a bit of COD as well, so we play together. Nicole Fulton back home in Victoria, she plays as well. So, yeah, play with a few of my mates on that, and a bit of basketball, a bit of the American sports, like, kill some good time as well.
Righto, nice work. Now, for those playing at home, Sherelle, I saw you put your hands out and say, what the hell is COD? It's Call of Duty, it's warfare sort of stuff.
Oh, Call of Duty, right. Yeah, no, yeah. See, we don't have any gaming kind of consoles yet in this house, so I don't know much about all that stuff.
You'll learn. You've got young kids. You'll learn, mate. Don't worry about that. So what's the program? Are you quarantined for a little while? Do you get much training in, or are you not allowed to do anything?
Yeah, we get some training in. I think we get 2.5 hours a day. But apart from that, we're in our hotel room. So we squeeze in as much as we can in that time. And, yeah, we've got a bit of a gym sort of set up here that we can do, so we don't have to do too much when we're outside. But, yeah, look, like I said earlier, we're really lucky to be able to be in this situation. Well, I guess everyone back in Victoria is doing it really tough. We're in here, and I guess still being able to train, which is just pretty incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is a good position to be in, but you're also providing us a great distraction too when you're out there performing. So it takes our mind off the world we're living in down here in Victoria at the moment, in Melbourne particularly, Georgia. So we think it's great that you're out there doing your thing, and we can't wait to see the Aussie girls back out there taking on New Zealand as part of the T20 and One Day series at Allan Border Field. Go get them.
Thank you very much. Will do.
Good stuff. Georgia Wareham, Australian women's cricket.